Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. Welcome to another evening of Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. I am the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer here on S3 Productions, and I'd like to tell a little story if possible. Somewhere along the lines, I picked up this Silvertone record. This is 78-inch RPM. I'm sorry, 78-inch 78 RPM 10-inch record. It's shellac, and it's called 9 O'Clock South, written by Leroy Hayes, Leary, and Ingram, by Lads Black Aces. It's a Foxtrot vocal chorus, record number 4047A. Now, what's interesting about this particular album, when this came in originally, it's on the, well, I won't say originally, Jeanette Records 5366 is probably the original album. Silvertone 4047, the album I have, is from a Sears Roebuck and Company. It was a cheap knockoff that Sears marketed. And this came out in 1924 of the jazz pop ragtime style. I can't guarantee this, but Vernon Dalhart apparently is the vocalist. Now, I won't say this, and for all you purists out there, I'm probably wrong. I've been wrong on multiple occasions, and part of the reason why I do this is because I learn this as I go. Anyway, so, 1924, this is on YouTube, and we'll talk a little bit about it in just a second. But in the meantime, enjoy 9 O'Clock South.
Just one thing to do, I'll settle down. In our little town, 9 o'clock bell with you.
I realize I probably catch a certain amount of slop because of the noise and the crackle, and the fact that this record is pretty shot. I tried cleaning up as best I could, but the fact is, who knows when this record came out, but it was published originally in 1924, and part of this is, I don't want to clean it up too much because it sounds artificial. Now, in doing some research, apparently Lads Black Aces was originally a jazz quintet found in 1917, the original Memphis Five, by trumpeter Paul Napoleon, pianist Frank Signiglia, Jimmy Lytle, and they made several recordings between 1920 and 1931 under different names, including Lads Black Aces, The Cotton Pickers, Richard Cook, and Brian Morton, writing for the Penguin Writer Jazz. Or for the group, as one of the key small groups of the 20s. They formed in 1917. The original Memphis Five was first used in 1920 and played to various groups of white musicians throughout the decade. The Lads Black Aces name was used from 1921 to 24, and Cook and Morton identified Jimmy Lytle and Miff Mull as stand-up musicians of the group, and of course Jimmy Barani played piano. With the Lads Black Aces, both Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey were members of the original Memphis Five. And occasional vocalists, now get this, occasional vocalists were Anna Myers, Annette Hanshaw, and Vernon Dalhart as George White. Now, I can't prove that Vernon Dalhart was on this particular record or not, but it makes a great story, and who knows. Now, plus the other reason I did this one, I had one of my YouTube users tell me that my lack of video talent, editing talent, was needed some work. So I got to use this as my test case for doing some YouTube video editing. And with that, we're going to switch over to side two, Lots of Mama. All right, here we go. Okay, we're back again with side two called Lots of Mama, written by Schnoebel, S-C-H-O-E-B-E-L. This label's kind of kind of shot. Lads Black Aces, one step, as opposed to a two step, maybe. 447B, this is again a cheap knockoff, Sears, Roebuck and Company. Nobody ever expected these records to last. That's one of the reasons they sound the way they do. And sometimes it's more fun to play with it when they do sound bad because you really can't screw up. Okay, so we have, this is Silverstone 1920 for Sears. There's a YouTube video on both these sides, 9 o'clock sound, lots of mama, and I'm practicing my video editing. So, Jeanette Records 5366, Silvertone 4047, 10-inch, 78 RPM, released in 1924. So, with that, lots of mama. Enjoy. Doing some quick math here. This record, I won't say this record, but you figure 1924, this song's at least 93 years old. I hope when I'm 93 I sound that good. Actually, I'm not sure if I want to live to be that long. Okay, my name is Kurt Hahn. We just heard Lads Black Aces, 9 o'clock sound, lots of mama. Silvertone Records 4047, 1924 from Sears, Roebuck and Company. Yeah, that's really about it. Do you have any questions, comments, hints, suggestions? Anything else? You can always reach me at kurthahn74@yahoo.com, or you can reach me at facebook.com/S3Productions, to Forgot Music on 78 RPM Records. With that, you have a great day. Thank you so much, and goodbye.